Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. I'm Bridget Bergen, a politics reporter in the WNYC and Gothamist newsroom, filling in for Brian, who's off today. If you've spent some time walking around the city on a recent summer weekend, you may have noticed there is a lot going on these days. Outdoor art, music, movies, it's all back. So if you're looking for some good ideas of fun things to do around the city this summer, WNYC's Jennifer Vanesco, news and culture editor, is here to tell us all about where to get your arts and culture fix. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Bridget. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear you too. And listeners, we also want to hear your suggestions. What kind of arts and culture are you checking out this summer in the city or in New Jersey? Let us know your favorite local outdoor finds. Give us a call at 646-435-7280. That number, 646-435-7280, with your picks for summer in the city. So Jay, as someone who truly loves the quirky things of New York, how does it feel to see things finally opening up?
You know, I actually have all the feelings. Of course, I feel relief and excitement. I've been seeing a lot of theater. I am, you know, going to art. But again, FOMO, fear of missing out, is back. Everything seems to be opening all at once. We all have this limited time. It feels both so precious to see people and go to arts events, and it's also, I think, a bit of a shock to the system. I think a lot of people kind of feel both those things.
A lot of us New Yorkers love performances around the city. I know you're a big fan of the restart stages at Lincoln Center. Can you tell us about that initiative?
Oh, this is so great. So back in May, I went through a walkthrough at Lincoln Center. And what really struck me was how giddy folks were there to finally have an audience. And they're really, with this initiative, they're really kind of putting out a welcome mat for the city. They're saying, you belong here. There is something for you. And what they've done is really amazing. So they have 10 outdoor performance spaces. This week alone, you can hear jazz. There's storytelling for kids. There's a musical tribute to bandleader and composer Billy Taylor. Tonight, you can see a documentary about Alvin Ailey. And this week, there's also this really incredible piece called You Are Here by Andrea Miller. And it's a little difficult to describe, but it starts off as these statues by Mimi Lien. They're these human-like figures in these explosive, almost jazz-like dance poses. They're dressed in actual clothes and covered in flowers, and each of them has a speaker. So there's this sound installation, so you can go near the statue, and you can hear, they're based on real people who are part of the Lincoln Center community, but just means part of New York. So you can hear them tell their stories. It includes a security guard, a nurse who has on the COVID front lines, a composer, a dancer. And then the last week of July, the actual people, these portrait performers, the community members, they come together to do dance pieces with the dance company. I talked with the choreographer about this, and she said she wanted a space for people to just take a breath, to just process everything that's happened to all of us. She said, we're all go, let's reopen. But really, she said, let's not rush forward and, you know, forget what's actually happened to us.
It sounds so striking in terms of the intimacy, particularly when you consider how many people have been disconnected from others and maybe have lacked that connection on such a small scale. Hearing those small stories, it sounds like a really powerful exhibit. It's also really great to hear that music is back this summer in Lincoln Center. I was really happy to learn that some of our biggest city-sponsored music festivals are back too, like Summer Stage and Celebrate Brooklyn. What can you tell us about this year's lineups?
Oh, yeah. So Summer Stage, of course, is across the city. It's been going on since mid-June. It's Rumsey Playfield in Central Park, Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem, Flushing Meadows in Queens, Coney Island Amphitheater, and really it's a bit of something for everyone. Hip-hop, Latin, indie rock, contemporary jazz, global music. There's some big names, as there are every year. Gloria Gaynor, she's coming up this Saturday at Coney Island. Mm. Later in the summer, there's Patti Smith, George Clinton, Ani DiFranco, Indigo Girls, plus also the Met Opera is coming as usual, the Harlem Symphony Orchestra. This Wednesday, there's a Bastille Day celebration in Central Park. That starts with a jazz band, and it ends with a movie, this French comedy, My Donkey Lover and I. I know nothing. It just sounds very French, right? I know nothing about this movie except The Guardian in their review called it Eat, Bray, Love, which makes
my God.
Me really want to see it. I know. This year, so this is important about Summer Stage, there aren't tickets for free performances. Free performances are first come, first served capacity. If you're unvaccinated, you need to wear a mask. If you can't make it in person, a lot of the performances will be live streamed. Celebrate Brooklyn, which you also mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That starts at the end of the month. It runs through September at the Prospect Park Bandshell, as usual. You know, I just learned recently that actually it's one of our longest running music festivals. It started in 1979, which I didn't know. I know. That's free. You have to RSVP. And the concerts there, too, run the gamut. Buffy St. Marie, who's the climate and social justice activist, singer-songwriter. Trombone Shorty with his brass funk band.
Wow.
I know. I cannot wait to see him. That's in September. The R&B singer Ari Lennox. Skip Marley, who's the grandson of Bob Marley. There's soul, hip-hop, jazz. Pretty much, if you like music, you're going to find something great to celebrate Brooklyn. And also, I know I should add that there's a lot of online workshops even now. Almost every day, how to make a movie on your phone, how to edit your podcast, fundamentals of screenwriting. So you should really check that out, too.
Well, we are getting great suggestions from our callers as well. Let's start with Gregory in Woodside, Queens. Gregory, what is on your culture calendar?
Hello. I am so excited that tonight I'm going to, I think, one of my first in-person culture events in a year and a half, which is the Inwood Artworks Quarantine Film Festival. This is the public screening of a contest and film festival that was online only last year. And this year, tonight, they're screening that up in Inwood at a restaurant called The Hudson. And I'm so proud of my wife, Polly, who received the award for Best in Queens Short.
Oh, wow. So, congratulations,
I'll be going
Polly.
To cheer along. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Gregory, thanks so much for that suggestion. Let's go to Jan in Dumbo. Jan, what's your cultural calendar event?
Oh, I just love going to the Dumbo Archway. Every Friday they have Americana Happy Hour. It's in the archway in Dumbo that actually is part of the anchorage of the Manhattan Bridge. And then just across the street there is Superfine, who have the longest running bluegrass, jazz, and country brunch in Dumbo, more than 20 years. We've actually got Tamar Korn. I'm going to go see her play there next Sunday. But every Friday in the Archway in Dumbo from 5 till 7, there's Americana bands. We've got Queen Esther I'm going to go see, and Miss Tess is coming up. And that's all free. And actually, they have stuff in the Dumbo every day now. It's called the Daily Dose of Dumbo. Yeah,
wow.
And it's all leading up to the Brooklyn Americana Music Festival, which happens in September, which is a free festival in Brooklyn Bridge Park and the Dumbo Archway and Sonny's and Superfine and Jalopy Theatre in Red Hook.
Wow. Jan, thank you so much. Lots of live music options for folks who want to get off at that York Street stop and visit, check out things around the Dumbo area. Jay, we heard film suggestions, music suggestions. Let's talk for a minute about film. What events are around the city for city film lovers? A lot of us have watched everything available on every streaming service this past year. So those who want to finally get out and catch a movie, what other outdoor spaces would you recommend?
There are so many outside movies right now. I want to say that almost every night you could probably watch a movie outside. A lot of these you've probably seen already, but it's still such a great experience to get your blanket outside and sit under, if not the stars, then the lampposts. see a movie with other people. So Bryant Park is one of the big favorites. They're coming back at the end of August. if people haven't done that before, it's really kind of like a running of the bull, so you really need to be there at 5. But the even though the films don't start till 8 o'clock and people bring board games and cards. And what's fun about that this year is that they're showing 3 films of shows that will be on Broadway in the fall. Moulin Rouge,
wow.
Mrs. Doubtfire, and Phantom of the Opera, which is super cool. Movies Under the Stars is really great because it's in every borough and it tends to show very family-friendly movies. This week alone, there's Incredibles 2, Minions, Raya and the Last Dragon, Trolls World Tour, Sonic the Hedgehog. Basically, if you have a kid, there's a movie for your kid. And that's free.
Oh, wow.
They're in parks all over the city. You just bring your chair or your blanket, find a spot and relax. Rooftop Films is back. They call themselves Underground Films Outdoors. And they're more indie films and international films, short films.
Well, Jay, we are going to start to run out of time here. And so let's zoom through. And you can hit me with some of the other events that you think are exciting. I guess there is a roller skating experience in Queens we should have on our radar. Can you hit me with a few more of your events real quick?
Yeah, okay. So Rollerama, it's at the TWA Hotel at Kennedy Airport on the tarmac.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's very retro. It's very cool. There's a 1958 Lockheed Constellation airplane right next to it. There's also in Brooklyn, there's Dreamland Roller Disco on Friday nights. It is adults only. People wear costumes. There's a red carpet. That's the Lefrak Center. Everybody should go.
I know there's more. We'll have to leave it there. My guest has been Jennifer Vanesco, WNYC's news and culture editor. Jay, thank you so much for the recommendations. Enjoy this wonderful summer weather.
Oh, you too. It's gorgeous.
I'm Bridget Bergen, and this is The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Thanks so much for listening.